Today, between master and disciples, Akahi, a breatharian from Ecuador, will be presented in Spanish and English with subtitles in Arabic, Olasis, Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. En las escrituras se suele hacer referencia al cuerpo humano como el templo de Dios. Sin embargo, es un privilegio muy poco común para cualquier alma alcanzar esta morada sagrada que alberga al ser divino, ya que es verdaderamente una bendición poder renacer como ser humano. En varias ocasiones, la Maestra Suprema Chin Hai ha hablado sobre lo inusual de este fenómeno.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah, and with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah, to be able to pick a human birth.
Como el templo viviente de Dios, el cuerpo humano está completamente equipado con milagrosas maravillas que deben ser despertadas en aquellos que están espiritualmente conscientes y tienen fe absoluta en el Creador de toda la vida. Inedia, término en latín para ayuno, es la habilidad humana de vivir sin alimento. Desde tiempos inmemoriales, siempre han existido individuos que pueden sustentarse con prana, o la fuerza vital de la vida. A través de la gracia de la providencia, los inedios, personas que siguen un estilo de vida sin alimentación, pueden captar la energía de la naturaleza para nutrirse.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
Estos individuos son conocidos como aerívoros, solarianos, acuívoros o pranarianos y proceden de todos los estilos de vida, de diferentes culturas y de todos los rincones del mundo. En efecto, las posibilidades y los milagros de esta vida, como nuestro benevolente Creador ha diseñado para nosotros, son interminables. Solo necesitamos conectarnos internamente para reconocer nuestra abundante magnificencia como hijos de Dios. La Maestra Suprema Chin Hai ha recomendado una serie semanal en Supreme Master Television para presentar a aquellas personas del pasado y el presente que han escogido vivir en la tierra sin alimentarse. Que sus historias espirituales los cautiven, que sus corazones se abran y sus horizontes se expandan. Ahora les invitamos a acompañarnos en la segunda parte de nuestro programa. Akahi, un aerívoro de Ecuador, en Entre Maestro y Discípulo. Este programa trata de la posibilidad del aerborismo o vivir sin comer alimentos y no es una instrucción completa. Para su seguridad, por favor no intente dejar de consumir alimentos sin la guía adecuada de un experto. Thank you. Hola telespectadores, amantes de la paz. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa de Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Hoy regresamos al pintoresco país sudamericano de Ecuador para continuar nuestra historia sobre el artista y bailarín Akagi. Akagi ha estado viviendo sin consumir alimentos durante los últimos 2 años, nutrido por la energía cósmica o prana. La semana pasada, descubrimos que su viaje al aeroborismo comenzó con un sincero deseo de ayudar a la humanidad. Como resultado de este noble ideal, Akagi cambió sus hábitos alimenticios a una dieta a base de plantas, comenzando primero con el vegetarianismo, luego pasó al veganismo, después al crudivorismo y por último adoptó el frugivorismo. Por medio de un encuentro casual con un amigo aerívoro, Akagi emprendió su viaje liberador para llegar a estar libre de alimentos.
I passed by this 21-day breatharian process and I found my own truth inside me, and this truth tells me that I'm free, that I don't need nothing physical to be alive. This truth tells me that the only thing what I have to have in my life is faith in the love, in this beautiful energy that creates all what exists in the whole universe.
¿Cómo fue para Akagi cuando hizo la transición de ser frugívoro a estar sin alimentos, dependiendo completamente de la energía cósmica para sustentarse? Por cierto, fue un increíble acto de fe.
It's not that easy at the beginning. It is a powerful change of everything. It's like you are changing all your patterns, like all the information that society put in you. This go really deep. This go into your DNA. So to reprogram your DNA, you have to confront really hard things that happens in your life, you know. For me, it was strange and hard to understand that I had the capacity to reprogram myself.
Akagi experimentó un proceso de purificación que fue bastante desafiante para él en todos los niveles.
A lot of emotions that I have inside me start coming out of me. So all that emotion that wasn't happiness starts coming out of me. It was hard to see those emotions coming out of me because it made me feel bad emotions too at that moment. But I realized that was part of the purification that let those emotions coming out of me.
Esto también desafió el sistema de creencias de Akagi y su estilo de vida, inculcados en él por la sociedad desde su infancia.
The same happened with my mind too. All these powerful believings that I had inside me, you know, like I used to believe that I need food to be alive. I used to believe that the sickness exists. I used to believe that I have to be old. I used to believe that I have to die. So all that information, I realized that it's not real. For me, death doesn't exist, sickness doesn't exist. And a lot of the necessities created by the society doesn't exist. So when I confront that, it was like breaking all my internal rules, breaking all my internal patterns, and that was something powerful that actually changed my life and transformed everything from inside.
Pese a los desafíos que tuvo que experimentar durante la transición a estar sin comer alimentos, Akagi nunca ha estado en mejor forma.
I feel like my body become stronger. I feel a healthy state every time. I feel really healthy, really, really healthy. My body normally learned to breathe more. So every breath is deep for me, and so my chest grows. All my body is different. So now I feel really fine. It's like I feel that I have a perfect body, and I feel that I have a perfect recognize of myself.
Por favor, siga con nosotros en Supreme Master Television entre el maestro y discípulos. Regresará en solo un momento para continuar nuestro programa sobre la entrevista con Akash. Bienvenidos nuevamente a Entre Maestro y Discípulos en Supreme Master Television. Continuamos con nuestra presentación de Akagi, un aerívoro de Ecuador. Akagi cree que la humanidad está acercándose a la aurora de una era donde solo puede existir esperanza, amor y luz resultantes de una conciencia global más elevada.
The consciousness of the new time of hope is all over the planet. Everybody in the planet now is looking for something better, for something beautiful from their lives. And I can say now that it's really easy. It's really easy to be free of everything in society.
Después de experimentar personalmente las pruebas del proceso de transición, para volverse libre de alimentos, Akagi explicó que existe un solo requerimiento para ser aerívoro.
The only thing what you want to have is faith, faith in yourself, faith that you can do it, faith that you are somebody who doesn't have any limits. Have a powerful desire from the center of your heart.
Más aún, Akagi explicó que intrínsecamente todos tenemos la habilidad de vivir sin necesidad de comer.
More than that, to become a vegetarian is really easy, or to become food free, or to become somebody who remember the conscience. First, I have to say to the people that everybody now in the planet is a breatharian. All of you are already breatharians. You already nourished from the cosmic energy that flows in the air. Now in this life and in other lives, you was a breatharian too. Because it's like the original way to get nourishment. Because we are not just physical beings, we are bodies of light. And at a body of light, you receive your nourishment from the light source too. And this life source can heal, can help your body to be in a perfect state too. So it's like just remember to bring this knowledge to your conscience in this present, that you have a lot of energy with you every second. You have a lot of resources for you every second. And you have to just bring them to your life, making this beautiful energy grow inside you.
Akagi explicó que el conocimiento está allí y que nuestra alma lo sabe. Solo necesitamos liberar nuestra mente y la posibilidad y nuestro cuerpo recordará.
our body knows exactly all these things. The ancient memory of our bodies and our souls knows all this knowledge is inside us. As a body of light, we receive this energy from light too. So when you are open to the conscience that you are not just physical being, that you have a body of light, and your body of light is connected with the source, you realize that your soul spirit is bigger and more powerful than your physical body. So when you nourish your soul with this light, your physical body just accept that, become nourishment too. But I think it's natural for the whole humanity to be able to be a breatharian, to be food free.
Igual que Giri Bala, una herbívora que vivió del prana por más de 50 años, cuando Yogananda la conoció, Akagi atribuyó a Dios la capacidad de la humanidad de vivir sin alimento.
Who gives you the ability to live food free?
This is a natural ability. This is a gift from the God, because this is something natural for everybody in the planet. Everybody can do this.
Según Akagi, vivir como un herbívoro es estar inmerso en el amor universal cada momento del día.
I feel like my way ends. I feel like what I was looking for, I found it already, so I'm not looking for any more, nothing else. I feel really happy with what I have and how I live. And now I just enjoy this beautiful state of consciousness that every time it keeps growing and take me to other feelings. It's like I'm exploring new ways to feel love in this moment. It's like now I found a really significant love.
Queridos televidentes, apreciamos su afectuosa compañía en este episodio de Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Acompáñenos el próximo domingo para ver la tercera parte de Akagi, un herbívoro de Ecuador. Ahora, permanezca en sintonía de Supreme Master Television para ver gente buena, buenas obras, luego de noticias de interés, que siempre estén inmersos en el puro océano de amor. Beloved viewers, we appreciate your loving company for this episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next Sunday for part 3 of Akagi, a breatharian from Ecuador. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for good people, good works, coming up after noteworthy news. May you always be immersed in pure ocean of love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.